Thank you for calling back. Is this Alex?
Yes, it is, Samantha.
Hi, Alex. All right. So first of all, I would like to ask you a couple of questions. The first one is the most basic one, of course. I need to understand what exactly are the books about and what exactly have you envisioned when you were writing this book? What's your aim, in other words?
Yeah, those are good questions. Basically, the first thing is that I like to write. I'm a lawyer. I've been writing a lot, but basically expository type writing, not creative writing. Okay, so as you know, there are differences. And so the first story was had to do with an unusual summer that I spent during college, where I needed a job, and a friend had a ranch, and I went to work at the ranch, and I had various adventures at the ranch, which I thought were really interesting. And but I have submitted the writing to a number of these publications, like, I forget, the Missouri Review, I don't know. There's a couple of others that I submitted, and I got back these comments that, oh, this sounds just like a what I did last summer type of story. And frankly, a lot of the story has to do with, well, I was bitten by a scorpion, and on the way out of that place in Mexico, when coming home, in Flagstaff, Arizona, they were selling candies that had a little scorpion inside the candy, or a grasshopper. Anyway,
oh my,
for memory's sake, I bought the one with the scorpion. And now the book ends with my cleaning out my desk. You know, I'm getting older, and, you know, and all the little preparations people are always making, you know, their wills, cleaning out their things. I mean, people engage in those types of rituals. So I run across the little candy with the scorpion. And so there are a number of instances in the story where I talk about when you're young, you know, you just can't wait to, you know, get your first kiss, get your first bicycle, summertime. Waiting is the game, and it continues to kind of be the game for the rest of your life.
That's true.
That's not what I did last summer stuff. So
okay.
In a sense, it's a little bit kind of like the reminiscences of an older man, period. What happened when I was there, though, was that this is a very large, what happened was that while I was working at the ranch, that was one thing. It's been about a year since I read these stories. But these people also had a large sugar plantation.
Okay.
And I went down to the sugar plantation. I think that's the story. That's the situation in both cases. I worked at a sugar plantation, number one. And then the second short story, and they're each about 16 pages, 8.5 by 11, the double-spaced.
Okay.
So it's 30 pages total. What happened is that, as is permitted in Mexico, the indigenous populations that were expropriated have a right to reclaim their lands. And so there was a dispute concerning an indigenous group and the plantation owners with regard to a strip of land. And I ended up helping resolve that dispute with a gentleman who was a very good friend of one of the owners, who had been a German military officer in World War II, which is developed in the story a little bit, because I was reading that summer There was a widely acclaimed book by, I forget who was the, mm-hmm. the Minister of Defense of the Germans during World War II. And I forget his name, is very famous, but he wrote a book about, because he was an architect and he designed mm-hmm. a lot of New Berlin, and he ran the armaments company. And so this colonel said, "What are you reading that?" And I told him it was a popular book. And he says, "You know, I met him because I was a Panzer Corps commander in the Ukraine, in Russia, and I had occasion to meet this gentleman, and I told him that there was a defect with the tread that caused the tanks to slip around in the mud." And, mm-hmm. and he said, yeah, we made that correction. And so, you know, there's a little bit of that. But that particular story also had a very interesting highlight, in my view. These Mexican people had an American friend that always wore white linen suits. He's like Leon Redbone. I don't know if you know Leon Redbone or mm-hmm, his music. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But kind of like his name was Enoch Paniagua. And
okay.
he came to the sugar plantation from Culiacan, where there was a special railroad spur that took people to the plantation and sugar cane from the plantation out mm-hmm. to the world markets. And he always wore white linen suits. And so his host, his good friend, said, when he arrives, I want you guys in the sugar mill to all rush out, dirty as you are, with soot and grease and what have you,
mm-hmm.
and hug him and carry him on your head to the plantation, the main house.
Okay.
And so we did that, and that created a... our friend was not very happy with that. But in any event,
exactly.
there are these little vignettes as to what was going on. Meanwhile, there is the indigenous groups are attacking a portion of the plantation, and so what we did to kind of quell the uprising is also part of the story. Now, since mm-hmm. both stories occur at the same time and at the same location, I think that they could be merged into a novella,
mm-hmm.
and maybe under your care. I take it you're my editor.
I am actually the project manager, project management head, you can say. I'm not the editor, actually. There will be an entire team who will be working on this, and you're absolutely right that a couple of short stories can be compiled together in order to form or create a novella. So that, we are in the right direction. Tell me something. Are these the only two stories that you want to compile, or do you have any other additional stories?
Well, I have written a number of other stories, but judging from the success of these two, I have basically given up. But I saw your ad because I was looking at AI and ChatGPT, mm-hmm. and I was thinking
right.
that maybe I could work with that, although I don't know how to input my story and have ChatGPT rewrite it. I don't know if that can be done, but that's where I found you,
mm-hmm.
and I said, well, why don't we try a human being first?
Right, absolutely. You've come to the right place, Alex. We are going to help you out with both the stories, and I must say, with the stories that you just mentioned, both of them, they're interesting, and they have this kind of sense of humor in there that would be able to create a connection in between you and your readers. So it's pretty much the normal, the average target audience that we are looking to cater to, all right? There's no specific niche for this particular book. So first of all, I would like to discuss the trim size with you as well. As you mentioned that the current files or the manuscripts that you have, they are in 8.5 by 11 trim size, correct?
Yeah, they're in Word, so I can... I suppose, I don't know how to send them to you, either by email or...
I'll walk you through that. Yeah, I'm gonna get you logged into the portal, the online portal that we use for communication. But that is the second step. I just wanted to give you a heads up. The current format that you have the stories in, which is 8.5 by 11, that's not the correct format. We will have to reformat that into a 6 by 9 standard size. Is that okay with you?
Oh, I don't mind what you need to do your work.
Okay. Okay. Perfect.
I don't know how to reformat anything. So
that's fine. We'll take care of it. Don't you worry about it. So, in regards to the process, are you sitting in front of your computer by any chance, so I can have you log into the portal?
I am.
Okay. So you need to find an email sent from Creative Design Agency. It would be an invitation.
Well, you have to give me the email address, and I'll get there.
Search for Creative Design Agency. That's the name of the portal.
Okay, one second.
Sure.
I'm going to write it down for future reference. Creative Design Agency. All one word, right?
No, there are spaces. Creative Space Design Space Agency.
Okay, so you want me to get that on the web? Okay.
Yeah, just search it in your inbox, and you should see two emails coming up with this name.
Okay, hold on a second. Creative Design Agency. Are you in Los Angeles? There's one in Los Angeles.
I'm sorry?
Are you in Los Angeles?
No, I'm in California.
Okay, well, okay. Creative Design Agency. I put that in there.
And does it show you the two emails?
Well, I haven't gotten any creative stuff. There's a Creative Design Agency website, okay? Let me try that.
Is it coming in your inbox, or where did you see the website?
Oh, I just looked it up. Hold on a second. I get it. I'm doing something wrong.
Yeah, well, there must be an invitation sent to your email from Creative Design Agency by Brian Williams, and it gives you the option to get started. So that's basically our cue to have you logged in.
Yeah. I got to create a password. One second. Okay.
Did you find it?
Yeah. I've logged in.
Okay.
Now
you need to go to the messages section. Once you click on Get Started, it's going to ask you to create a password. I'm sure you've done that already. So look for the option where it says messages. It should be somewhere on top where it says list, board, table. Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I do have it. You have a couple of attachments. I don't have a book cover idea at all, but maybe later on we can do that.
Yes, those are the brief forms. Let me know once you are in the messages section, so I'll help you navigate the system.
Okay, I am in the messages section.
Okay, messages section, you click on Welcome on Board. Once you click on Welcome on Board, you'll be able to see the complete message from Brian Williams.
Uh-huh, okay.
Okay. Now, this is the only place where you'll be corresponding with us, all right? Nothing else. No other options you need to use. We'll just keep it simple. And when you need to respond, you need to go to the add reply option. Can you find add reply option for me, please? It should be somewhere at the bottom, you know, after the attachments.
Hold on a second. We'll take our time. So I have the two attachments to Brian's email, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you want me to find something else. Where would
add
you like
reply.
To
reply. There's an option to add reply, and it should be below Brian's message, somewhere at the bottom.
Oh, yes, I have add reply, no problem. I was...
That's okay.
Okay, type my message. Okay,
yes.
Got it? Mm-hmm. So what would you like for me to type as my message?
Okay, now let me explain. If you need to respond back, send any attachments, this is the place where you come and you type your message, you attach a file. There's an option to attach a file right at the bottom, just before post your reply option. So you attach a file from there, for example, your manuscripts. You'll need to send them in via this option. Okay?
Okay.
And the
I'm
second
say
thing.
Here are my two stories.
Okay.
Well, attached. Okay, so I'm just going to attach them right now.
Mm-hmm.
Attached are my two stories. Okay. Then I say attach a file, right? Right. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Attach a file and then add files. Once you click on add files, it's going to redirect you to your computer.
Okay, let's go slowly because I'm trying to attach a file and I'm not getting any respect.
You can attach a file by either dragging and dropping them over there where it says drop or paste files here, or you can click on add files. But you need to click on attach a file first. Then it's going to give you the option to attach the files.
Okay. All right. Attach the file. Okay. Drop or paste files here. Select
or,
from this. Let me use. Yeah.
No. You don't need to select from the existing files. Just click on add files. It'll open
okay.
up a new window for
okay.
your computer.
Got it. All right. Well, it's going to take a while to find the file, but okay. I got number two here. Add file. I have a few versions of this story.
Okay.
But since we're going to be reworking them,
yes,
it doesn't really matter. Okay, here we go with number two. Okay, the title of number one is One Scorpion is Enough.
Okay.
But it shows up as the number two attachment. The second story is Bring Him to Me in Your Arms. Okay?
Okay. Got it.
Let me share this with you. A friend of mine is a writer for the studios, and he liked the stories. But he's a friend, okay, he's not going to dislike anything. But what he said is that he can detect a change in linguistic tone or style it's like a different people writing at different times, which is fair enough because, you know, as I do an edit, I'm in a different mood, and I didn't realize that, mm-hmm. you know, I might go from slang to a more formal English, and so that was an observation that he thought I should homogenize the thing, okay? All right.
Got it.
Okay. So, but I don't think that that's going to make the make or break the thing. I think that what's happening here is that there is a story going on, but there isn't any particular lesson that is imparted. I mean, the one about the scorpion has the lesson about time, waiting for time, and both from the perspective of a young man and from the perspective of an older man. And then to bring him to me in your arms, the story there has to do with this fellow, the Nazi army tank commander. He was captured by the Russians when they took Berlin. And then they put him in a special camp for prisoners of war. And he ended up being put in solitary because he slapped some of his fellow soldiers around because they were all worrying about their families, who had survived, what was their condition, because they realized that Germany had been just pounded silly, okay? And so he got really angry with him because he said, you know, you didn't, you know, you weren't whining when you were shooting down, you know, defenseless civilians in the snowed in forests of the Ukraine. You know, you were steely-eyed, but where's that steeliness now, okay? And so for his own protection, I think he was segregated. And I learned about this when I met him in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought in and of itself that was very interesting. On the other hand, you know, you can have a lot of interesting things that are kind of stitched together, and somebody then says, well, so why are you telling me this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that that's what's missing from the Bring Him to Me in Your Arms story. And it has been said that that's what's missing from the first story. And if we put them together, maybe we need to find a third reason. I don't know. But anyway, that's your job, not mine.
Of course. Well, there will be a detailed evaluation. I'm going to explain the entire process to you. I just need the files to come through to me so I know that you understand the option in regards to sending the files to us. Have you posted your reply yet with the attachments?
I have it ready. I press post your reply. Done.
Yes.
Okay.
Perfect.
Tell me when you get them.
Yes. I got the two files successfully. Just bookmark this or pin it on your browser. That way you won't have to keep looking for the link. And I know it gets difficult, you know, once you're out of the portal to try and get in again. So just keep this bookmarked or pin it on your browser for future reference. Now, the second thing that I need you to do – I'm sorry, go ahead.
How do I pin this on my browser? Yeah. So the idea is, I understand. Yeah, I can hear you. The idea is you're trying to make it easy for me to get back into this string of correspondence, right? Right.
Yes.
So
I just want you to maybe copy this link somewhere, bookmark it, or pin it. How you can pin it, you need to click on the tab, right-click on the tab. It should give you an option to duplicate or pin the tab. So you need to go ahead and pin it there. That way, whenever you open up the browser, this will automatically come up as the first thing.
Okay, I did pin the tab. Let me see what it looks like.
Okay.
One second.
Sure.
Because if it works, it works.
Okay, the icon on the tab or the tab itself, it becomes smaller as compared to the other tabs who are not pinned. So maybe that might help.
Well, yeah, I think you're helping me, but I'm trying to follow. I don't see it on my desktop. It is not on my desktop.
I don't think it's going to be on your desktop. It will be pinned on your browser itself. You know, for example, I'm using Firefox. So when I pin the tab, whenever I'm opening Firefox, it comes up automatically as the first tab once I open it.
Okay, so that's what's not happening right now. So let's create a design.
Okay, in that case, just copy the URL or of the website, you know. Just copy that and save it somewhere so whenever you need to follow up or review the deliverables that are being sent from the team, you just need to go to this link, messages section, welcome on board, and you will find the entire correspondence there.
All right, so... What I've done is now totally messed up. Let's see. Okay, good. So when you want me to, so I click on the tab and it says reload tab, unpin tab, mute tab.
Oh, it's pinned already. See, it's giving you the option to unpin, right? That means it's pinned.
Right.
So you've got nothing to worry about.
So how do I find it?
Well, you don't need to find it. Close your browser and open it again. It's going to be there.
Okay, I'm going to close my browser. And you call it a bookmark?
No. It should just appear on top with a small icon of T.
Yeah, no, I got you, but I don't have that.
Okay, which browser are you using? Are you using Google Chrome or Explorer?
I use both Bing, is that what it is, and Google Chrome.
Okay.
And I gave you my Google email address, so it
mm-hmm.
should be there, except finding me on the on my Outlook. The
Chat. Okay,
yeah.
One more thing, Alex. You will need to, about the attachments that were there with Brian's message, one of them is the book cover design, and the second one is book editing services. You'll need to download both of them, fill them out, save them in your computer, and re-upload them back, just like how you sent me the manuscripts, okay?
You know, we are going too fast for me. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm so sorry about that.
I know that, you see, right now I've lost our, I lost where we were. You know, I sent you things.
Mm-hmm.
I pinned, you said I pinned. I'm sorry to be so much trouble. I can't find my pin.
Okay, let me help you out with that. Tell me something, Alex. Is this number, the number that I'm calling you on, is this your cell number?
It is, and it's the only number I use.
Okay, perfect. Let me share a screenshot with you, and maybe we can work things through from there. Okay, let's see. Text. All right, and here it is. All highlight it on top so you can see it. Okay. I sent you a screenshot. Please check.
You sent it to Alex Lilati at Gmail?
No, no. I sent it on your cell phone.
Oh. Got it. Hold on. Can you hear me? That's you. Okay. All right.
Yes.
Can I go to text? Okay. Attachment. Got it. Okay. Hold on.
Okay.
Dear Jeremy, design book cover, Alexander Frilotti, attached are my two stories. Okay. I have your email. Tell me what
okay.
to do.
Okay. Now, if you look on the top left section of the screenshot, do you see a T there, like the icon? And I've highlighted that as well.
Yes, you're very thoughtful. However, that, for some reason, came across on my Outlook browser.
Okay. What does it look like on your end?
Let me try to open it 1 second.
Sure.
Okay. So on my end, I am now looking at your email that says it's a form that is Dear Jeremy, et cetera, but
yes,
you welcome
the forms.
Board.
About the forms, you need to download those forms from this page, you know, the page I sent you the screenshot of. You need to download them.
Yeah.
And fill them out, save them in your computer. Once you have filled them out, you need to come back here and attach a file, just like how you did previously with the stories.
Okay, hold on a second.
Okay.
Okay, book editing services.
Correct.
So I'm going to save that. You want me to save that?
Yes. Save it in your computer, and then you can fill it out later in your own time. We don't have to rush things. I just want to make sure that you understand what needs to be done. And then you can take your own time and do that, okay?
Yeah, I'm okay with that. But what I first want to do is, okay, what I have now on my computer, which makes me very happy, is that little T up at
Perfect.
The top that you... Yeah, so that is now on the tab menu.
Yes, so that
and
is. Yeah.
So have I downloaded book editing services?
No, you haven't. Book editing services and a brief form for the book cover design, because we'll be providing you a book cover design as well.
Okay, I am downloading that again. I'm relabeling the file, writing services. Writing services. Okay, onto my desktop. Now, I want to take a look. Okay. All right. So what I have now, book editing services, let me take a look at that questionnaire. That's what you want me to fill out, right?
Correct. And there's another one, book cover design.
Okay, I don't have a design, but I'll take a look at that. I do have writing services. Hold on a second.
Sure.
Okay, all right. Well, I don't know what to do with that one, but okay.
So I have book editing services. Let me go through to the end, okay? Is there anything you'd like to discuss? Okay, that's the end. I don't have downloaded
The book cover design.
Do you really need that?
Yes. You need to go back to that. These are just some basic questions in regards to the concept of the book, and you just need to fill out some information in that book cover design file. Okay? Once you fill that up and send it back to me, I'll be able to provide you at least two initial concepts or mock-ups to begin with.
Okay, I appreciate your patience. Let me tell you that I lost that funny T. Let's see. Now it comes up again. So I think you're now living more in my Outlook file
I'm
because
not
some
sure I'm
you must.
following.
I have another email address, alex@perlotti.us.
Okay.
And that is where Brian's letters have been going.
Yes,
Okay.
that's the email address that we have on file.
That's fine. I don't have a problem with that. I thought I had put in the other number, but now we now know why we have a problem. Okay. Book cover design. Okay. Okay, we're fetching your file. Okay, book cover design. All right, now how do
Download.
I thought I had downloaded it, but let me. It says download all, so.
Yeah. Or there are three dots on the attachment itself. So once you click on three dots, it gives you the option to download separately.
Got it. Let's do that. Book cover design, save as book cover design. Okay. So, okay, continue. Your file is still downloading. Okay. I can't do anything right now. Okay, but. Wow. Wasn't that long, but it's still downloading. Does it take this long?
It shouldn't take that long. It also depends on your connection, like your Wi-Fi device or whatever you're using, Spectrum services.
No, it's I got it downloaded. I got it. Okay. I have both those items, and now it's let me confirm the following to you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So, what I'm trying to get at, okay, so if I click on his invite, sorry, like invite has ask the person to send a new one. Let me log in to see what happens.
Okay.
Perlotti, Xander, remember me. Log in. Okay. Please make sure you have the correct email or password.
You need to log in with your email address that is alex@forlotti.us. I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing your last name incorrect. How do you pronounce your last name, by the way?
Perlotti.
Forlotti, okay.
Perlotti.
Gotcha. So this
Okay,
email address is alex@forlotti.us. That's the email address that you need to use in order to log in.
correct. now I guess I am at my work with you, my projects, my activities.
Messages section. That's it. All you need to do is go to the messages section. We're not going to get into the tasks or any other multiple options that they have here, not too complex things for you. We'll keep it easy and simple. Just the messages section and one thread, which is titled as Welcome on Board. That's it.
All right. Well, let's see. So I have now the message section. Messages. Okay. Okay, I'm at the messages section. Add a message?
No. Click on Welcome on Board.
Click on, okay. Uh-huh.
Now you'll find the option for Add Reply. That's where you add your new messages.
All right. So what message would you like for me to write down?
Yeah, about that. You know, the brief forms that I made you download, one of them titled as Book Editing Services and the second one titled as Book Cover Design. So when we hang up, maybe today, tomorrow, whenever you have time, fill them out, go to the Add Reply option, and send them back to me. That's it.
And once we do that, what happens next?
Yes. Now, let me explain to you the process. As soon as you fill out the brief forms and send them to me, a dedicated team of designers and expert editors will be assigned onto your project. The first thing that you will receive in terms of the book cover design within 4 to 5 working days roughly will be two initial mock-up designs, you can say, or the initial concepts. All right. They will just be a rough draft, you can say. Once you provide your feedback in terms of what kind of revisions you need or whether you select either one of them, depending on that, we will move forward to the next plan of action then. Of course, it will be revisions because nothing can be perfected in the first attempt. I hope you can understand that. So we will need to work according to your feedback on the book cover designs. Let's go to the editing part now. The first thing that you'll be receiving within 7 to 8 working days will be a detailed evaluation report. Okay? Now, what is an evaluation report? In other words, the team will be reading both the stories and they'll be coming up with a detailed evaluation of the strengths along with the weaknesses and the recommendations of how we can improve this or enhance the stories and convert them into a book. So that will be the first step. We'll send you all the recommendations and suggestions, all the findings from the team, and once you get them, you either approve or you either reject, all right? At the end, it's your book, your stories, so it's going to be your call. And, of course, there no other changes will be made to the manuscript until and unless you approve of it. Okay? You with me?
Yep.
So phase one for the editing process will be the critical evaluation, in which we'll send you a detailed evaluation in writing. You can approve or disapprove. For example, if the team sends you 10 recommendations, out of the 10, you can be like, you know what, Samantha, out of the 10, I only like 4 suggestions, so we'll just be working with them. The rest didn't make any sense to me. So I'll be like, okay, fine. I'll convey that message to the team, and they'll start working on the 4 recommendations that you have approved. Once they start working on that, they'll be sharing with us rough drafts of the edits or the implementation of the changes that they have made according to the recommendations. For example, the first 10 pages may be of story one. The first story is One Scorpion is Enough, right? So we might share with you like 10, 12 pages of editing. Whatever changes they've made in those particular pages, they will share that with you first. You can approve or disapprove. And it might be possible that you may have some additions to make in the story. And you can do so on each draft that is going to be sent to you. That way, we'll complete the entire manuscript. That will be phase two. Phase three will be line editing, and in other words, it's called proofreading, you can say, or compliance check, along with the formatting of the book. So that will be the last phase. Once we have gone through that, your book will be good to go.
All right. So you and I, Samantha, are going to be working together as I mean, you have a team, I know, but do I say goodbye to you and never talk to you again and just talk to your team, or are you my contact person?
No, that's not going to be the case. I will be connected throughout the project with you. Another person, or you can say person of interest, or whom you can contact as a secondary source would be Brian Williams. He is the account manager and my assistant. Just in case if you cannot get through to me, you should get through to him. He has shared his cell number as well.
All right. So I have, I printed your letter and your invoice. And so that ought to help me find you again. But I think that I've got you on my computer. One second. Yeah,
okay.
I've got book services. So if I were to complete these two items, then I could send them to you today, right?
Yeah, of course. You can upload them on the portal itself, again, by going to the same option. Add reply, throw in your attachments, and post your reply. That's it. Should I send you a screenshot of that?
Please do, yes. That would be helpful. Can you send it to my browser, the Alex at Verlag right here?
Oh, I can try. Yeah, I can try. Just give me a moment. You want me to share this with you via email, right?
I prefer it. I don't know how to print from text.
Okay. And I am also highlighting the option for add reply. All right, the email address that I need to send it to is that alex@forlade.us. Is that the one?
Yep.
Okay. Coming through. Okay. Okay, Alex, thank you so much for staying online. I have shared the screenshot via email to you. Can you please check?
I will check right now. Okay, one second.
You can check the spam box as well. Just because I'm sending you the email for the very first time from our server, it might land in your spam box.
It's okay. No, I got it. I got your email. Please go to the add reply to attach the forms questionnaire. Now, if I click on this, nothing happens.
There's an attachment in the body of the email. Don't you see that?
there are two attachments, my stories, your book cover design. Well, it's like maybe I'm not going deep enough in the...
No. This is the screenshot of the portal that I've sent you in my email. So don't look at the messages or the attachments. Just look at the option that is highlighted in yellow. It's very untidy. I've just done manually on the screenshot. Do you see the option for add reply?
Yep, I sure do, but it's dead. It doesn't do anything if I click on it.
Yes, because it's a screenshot. So you need to go back to the portal and click on that.
Back to the portal and click on, I get you. What you're saying is,
I'm saying, let me share.
Hold on a second. Oh, no. How did I have your, I have your beautiful little icon?
Yes, the icon, the T icon. That's the page I'm talking about.
I've
shared the link with you.
I know.
Again.
Hold on.
Okay.
I'm going to... I am so sorry. I don't know how I got there.
It's okay. See, it's the first time you get used to it.
Well, I know. I do have your portal link. Here we go.
Yep. I have just shared it with you via email. So once you click on that, you should be on the very same page, you know, the page that I sent you a screenshot of.
I got you now. Okay. Type my message. What message? What do you want me to say?
Just type in, hey, I'm sharing the brief forms with you. That will be good enough.
All right. Okay. All right. At the attach file area. Okay, got it. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And you don't need to do this now. Take your time, fill out the brief forms, and then you can do this. Just in case if you get stuck, you can call me back, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate
that.
No
worries. Just a quick question, Alex, before I let you go. It's a little personal. How old are you?
I am 74, but I will be 75 in 3 weeks.
Wow. Okay. You don't sound like a 75-year-old guy. Let me tell you that.
Well, I hope you prove to be correct. We'll be talking in the next 20 years.
It's a compliment, Alex. And let me just not flatter you anymore. Otherwise, my manager is going to dock me off, you know, like I'm trying to flirt with a customer, which I'm clearly not trying to do. You have a real good voice. That's all I'm trying to say.
Thank you. You do, too.
Thank you.
All right. Let me do this. Let me complete and send them to you and start the process, right?
That sounds like a plan to me. And thank you so much for your time, Alex. One last question before I let you go. I'm sorry I ask a lot of questions. I just want to make sure I have everything correct here. Is there any timeline or deadline for the project completion?
No, not really. I mean, you know, I like to, you know, if I'm working on something, I'd like to start and finish. So I don't know that I wanted to go in for a very lengthy process, but there is no deadline. There is no timeline.
Okay. All right. Then let me give you a rough estimate, Alex. When we are working with a book of, let's say, 100 to 150 pages, it takes about 2 to 3 months, depending on the number of revisions. But if we look at the book that we are working on, in your case, it's a smaller book. It's a shorter book. It's not going to take that much of time. So we can say roughly 1.5 month max. That's it.
Well, that's fine. Let me ask you this. If you and your team have ideas for expanding the book from the novella from a total of 30, 31 pages to start,
to something that's longer, that's more in the nature of a book, I suppose that's 120 pages or something like that minimum, right?
Yes, that is correct. Just a heads up, since we'll be converting your stories from an 8.5 by 11 format to a smaller format, which is 6 by 9, the page count will double up. So in other words, what I'm trying to say is that if we have 30 pages accumulative of both the stories right now, if we convert this into a trim size of 6 by 9, the page count will be somewhere around 60 pages.
Does that correspond to the page size in a book?
Yes, it does. And if we need to expand the book, we can try to expand it with the existing two stories. But, Alex, it would be really helpful if you can share maybe one or two more stories. It would be better for us to have a better compilation overall, you know, to form it into a book rather than having just two short stories. So if you have any other story, you can share that with us.
All right. Well, let's do this just to keep it simple and in my mind. Let's work on these two stories,
mm-hmm.
and from our collaboration, we will know what to do next. I do have, as it happens, at least three other stories.
Okay.
So maybe we end up having a little compilation of short stories. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm happy to share those with you. But for now, let's focus on these two,
mm-hmm.
And maybe put together something that can be submitted to one of these literary journals. I don't know if this is worthy of that title, but
and then
we'll take it from there.
Okay, that sounds like a plan to me. First of all, let's wait for the evaluation report and see what the editors think of these two stories, and then we will pick it up from there. Okay?
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your time once again, and I am hoping to make this process convenient and a fun learning sort of a thing for you, since it's your first time publishing a book.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that very much.
Thank you so much
for
your time, Alex. You have yourself a good day. I will keep in touch.
Okay, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.